I'm Brent Allen. We do have improving conditions today, but there will still be showers, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom, and we're going to begin with some important information that you need to know. There are multiple school districts that are closed this morning. According to the Sonoma County Office of Education, Fort Ross School, all schools in Guerneville School District, all schools in the Kashaya Elementary School District, and all schools in the Two Rock Union School District are closed today. Also, West Sonoma County Union High School District, Monterio Union School District, and Marquest Union School District will be closed. Forestville Union School District will also be shut down today. Schools in the Montgomery Elementary School District in Casadero, along with Horicon School District in Annapolis, are also closed. All classes at Dunham Elementary School in Petaluma are shut down today. Twin Hills School District is closing Apple Blossom School, Orchard View School, and Twin Hills Charter Middle School. And those are due to power outages, while Sun Ridge Charter does have power and does plan to be open. Marquest Union School District, their closure is also due to power outages. Rainfall totals are still coming in, but they've been very impressive so far. Unofficially, Casadero reported 6.1 inches in the last 48 hours. Lake Sonoma, 5.8. Windsor, 3.7. Santa Rosa, 2.2. And out near Oakmont, one report of 4.1 inches. Wind caused most of the damage. A peak gust of 102 miles an hour was recorded on the Marin County coastline. On top of Mount St. Helena, there was a gust to 80 miles an hour. You will find all kinds of debris on the roadways this morning. Police, fire departments, and the CHP are urging people to please drive with caution, as wind can still knock down branches or even topple trees due to saturated soil. Many reports of localized roadway flooding in the usual low-lying areas, but our major rivers appear to be okay. Highway 101 northbound near Todd Road was closed for several hours Sunday morning, starting about 7:30, when a huge tree came crashing down onto the highway, landing on top of an SUV. The driver was trapped inside of the vehicle. Emergency crews eventually freed that driver and then rushed them to the hospital to be treated. Trees came down all across the county, from Timber Cove to Santa Rosa. Seven trees, in fact, hit a home in Oakmont. Those falling trees knocked down power lines, and that knocked out power to tens of thousands across Sonoma County. Nearly 400,000 customers across the Greater Bay Area lost power at the storm's peak. As of this morning, there are still thousands in Sonoma County that have no power. Now, if you must drive and you come to a traffic signal that is out, be sure to treat that as a four-way stop intersection. For those of us that still have a landline phone at their home, its days may be numbered. AT&T is trying to cut that service, officially known as the carrier of last resort. There will be a hearing on the matter in February and another one in March. If approved and some other carrier does not pick up the service, it would impact almost all of Sonoma, Lake, Mendocino, and Napa counties. The Russian Space Agency says one of its cosmonauts has broken the world record for the most time spent in space. Oleg Kononenko, who is 59, has now spent at least 878 days in space. Kononenko has made five journeys to the International Space Station, starting back in 2008. It is now 7:04 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Good morning, Jeremy. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. As far as traffic is concerned, everything is moving well out there. Just a minor slowdown as you head southbound on 101 into Marin County. We don't have any crashes to report right now, but there are some hazards to be aware of. We have reports of power lines down Burgundy Way and Grandview Road, and another one on Stadler Lane. We also have a tree down on Los Alamos Road and another out on Highway 1 at East Shore Road. So be cautious out there. Even though we have a break in the weather, we still encourage you to drive with extra caution due to wet roadways and other hazards and power outages, especially at stoplights around the county. Now everybody buckle up and drive safe from the CHP in Sonoma County. I'm Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Show your car some love at Oil Stop. During February, get $20 off your oil change by mentioning this radio ad at Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, and Petaluma Oil Stop locations. You don't need an appointment. Come in anytime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Mention you heard it on the radio for $20 off. It's our way of showing your car some love at Oil Stop. February love at Oil Stop Drive-Thru Oil Change, where your car gets the care it deserves.
The Rohnert Park Farmers Market is every Friday night from 4 to 7 p.m. at City Center Plaza. Enjoy local growers, producers, arts, crafts, and more. You can learn more at KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors will take on Brooklyn tonight in Brooklyn. And the father of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been arrested for his third charge of driving while intoxicated. Patrick Mahomes Sr. had his bond set at $10,000 and was released late on Sunday night. Your forecast today, rain, showers, thunder showers, it's all still out there as the center of the low is still moving offshore. Wind will be gusty, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. Highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Still a chance of a scattered shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, just a slight chance of a shower. Overall, a much better day. Mid-50s for highs. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Brand new album. Comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm going to go and post the cover.
That is Taylor Swift announcing a new album last night while accepting one of her awards. The pop superstar made history at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards when she won Album of the Year for Midnights, making her the first artist in the show's history to win the prize four times. Record of the Year went to Miley Cyrus for Flowers. Best New Artist was Victoria Monet. Song of the Year went to Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas O'Connell for What Was I Made For? And Best Music Video? Well, that went to the Beatles for I'm Only Sleeping. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. How do I breathe without you? I'm feeling so cold. I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Welcome to your Monday here at KZST. Well, a break in that crazy storm. We will take it. Casadero, the wettest spot, receiving 6 inches of rain in the last 48 hours.
Get ready for fish, food, and fun at the Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival. Rain or shine from 10 till 4 on Saturday, February 10th at the Milk Branch Visitor Center. Get up close and personal with Steelhead as you watch them push upstream and climb the fish ladder. Enjoy educational exhibits, art projects, casting lessons, and even a chance to try your hand at archery. All these activities are free. The Steelhead Festival, Saturday, February 10th at Lake Sonoma. More info at steelheadfestival.org and on Facebook.
All righty, it is 712, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
All righty, top entertainment news of the morning, of course. We'll start with the Grammy Awards handed out last night. The big winners include Taylor Swift, who had 6 nominations. She won 3, and she dropped news about a new album coming out in April. She did break the record for most wins for Album of the Year. She got her 4th one last night. Miley Cyrus earned her first Grammy for Flowers. Michelle Obama won her 2nd Grammy for Best Audiobook for The Light We Carry. And Barbie and Oppenheimer won back-to-back Grammy honors. Barbie the Album won Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media, and Oppenheimer for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. Trevor Noah hosted. Next up, it is no question now whether Taylor Swift can do her concert in Japan and still make it to Vegas the next day for the Super Bowl to support the Chiefs and her boyfriend Travis Kelce. The answer is yes, she can do both. Reports say that despite the 12-hour flight and 17-hour time difference, the Japan Embassy in Washington put out this statement that read, "The embassy can confidently say that if she departs Tokyo in the evening after her concert, she should comfortably arrive in Vegas before the Super Bowl begins." And lastly, you can now buy a 4-inch tall toy figurine of a shirtless Jason Kelce. He is the supportive brother of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. So the toy came about after his big moment during the recent playoff game against the Bills, where he emerged from his luxury suite without shirt to celebrate a touchdown scored by his brother. The toy figurine of a shirtless Jason Kelce made by Funko Pop is available for a limited time only. And that's the Daily Dish on KZST.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. Clenched jaw. I've got another headache again tonight. Eyes on fire, eyes on fire, and the burn from all the tears. I've been crying, I've been crying, I've been dying over you. Tie a knot in the rope, trying to hold, but there's nothing to grab. So
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic on this Monday morning. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Roanoke Park studio. How are those roadways?
Good morning, Debbie. We do have officers on the way to a crash on northbound 101 near Hillsburg Avenue. So if you're driving through that area, please slow down and move over so they can work safely out there. There's not much in the way of traffic right now, with just the usual slowdown on southbound 101 heading into Marin County. So everything's looking good in that regard. We have several reports around the county of trees and power lines down, flooded roadways, and stoplights out. So please give yourself a little extra time this morning. Slow down, drive safe, and buckle up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, I'm Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
You know what sounds good? Like really, really good? A breakfast bagel at McDonald's. And guess what? They're here. I'm talking about those freshly toasted bagels with real butter. Like a tender steak egg and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions. Then there's a delicious bacon egg and cheese bagel with applewood smoked bacon. And don't even get me started on how good the sausage egg and cheese bagel is. With that tasty pork sausage patty, order ahead in the McD app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.
Score super savings for game day at Raley's in Nob Hill. Rack up amazing deals on grilling greats like mouthwatering ribs and delicious tri-tip roasts. Plus, ready-to-eat crowd favorites fresh from our deli. Save on game day and every day only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
I'm just like so gross that my immune system is pretty great. I'll eat something off the ground, 5 second rule, like 5 month rule. I don't care. Like, sometimes I get jealous of my Roomba, to be honest with you. I was like, I was going to get that.
Nikki Glaser, The Good Girl Tour. Friday, April 5th at the event at Graton Resort and Casino. Reserved seats on sale now at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Thank you. Good night.
100.1 KZST.
Okay.
It is 7:24, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
Well, hell hath no fury like when I'm slightly inconvenienced and hungry.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup.
Coverage. News is next on KZST.
I know there's pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair?